Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Using an assumed name and posing as a representative of a charitable organization, swindler Robert Wilson has received a letter of endorsement from the Reverend Dr. Wesley Judson. Hearing Wilson's voice, Penny went to the phone and called lawyer Frank Carter, saying,
I'm at the church, Frank, and this man we're looking for in the Ainsley case is in the next room talking to Dr. Judson. I know it's Mr. Wilson because I recognize his voice anywhere.
A few minutes later, Frank Carter phoned the church and said,
Penny, I've had a slight auto accident. I can't get there right away. Do everything you can to hold Wilson there, but don't let him see you.
But it was impossible for Penny to delay Wilson's departure. By the time Frank arrived at the church, Wilson was gone. And Reverend Dr. Judson is appalled when Frank tells him,
That man who called himself Wilson Roberts was actually Robert Wilson, a professional swindler.
Why, it's unbelievable, Mr. Carter.
No, Dr. Judson, I heard his voice when he spoke to you in the other room. It was Robert Wilson. I'm certain of that.
But he had identification and credentials in perfect order. Why, I even recognized one of the signatures.
Forged, Dr. Judson. Everything he showed you. I found out a lot about that man in the last few days. He's not only a swindler, but 15 years ago he went to jail for forgery.
Oh, I feel like a fool.
Oh, no, sir, you shouldn't.
I'll say you shouldn't. This man is one of the best of his kind. He's a genius, in fact. If you hadn't believed he was legitimate, you'd have been the first person he failed to fool.
Just the same, I feel idiotic. After all, the man was a total stranger. I should have checked into him further and asked him to come back.
Now, he would have duped you just the same, Dr. Judson. No doubt he'd have given you references that would have corroborated his story to you. Men like Wilson think of everything.
Well, I've got to think of a way to get that letter back.
Well, you leave that to me. I'll get that letter you wrote for him, and I'll get him, too.
Well, Frank, how?
I don't know yet. I haven't had time to think.
Oh, listen, I remember his address from an identification card he showed me. Well, I suppose that was no more legitimate than the rest of his credentials.
No, I don't think an address of his would do me any good, phony or real. My best bet is to make Wilson come to me.
Oh, Frank, he'll never do that.
He might if I give him a reason.
Yes, but he knows about you. Mrs. Peterson knows that you're investigating Mr. Ainsley's will. You know that she told Mr. Wilson about it.
Just the same, if I can put enough pressure on him, he'll come to me. If only to threaten me.
Mr. Carter, don't you think this is a matter for the police?
Yes, I do, and I'll get all the police assistance I need, thanks to Penny and her friend Johnny Keith. But I don't want the police in on this new development. And there's no reason for you to be dragged into it, Doctor.
But by my own unthinking actions, I've allowed myself to become a part of it.
I don't think you're part of anything yet, Dr. Judson. Apparently, this newest scheme of Wilson's is just getting started. I'll have him under lock and key before he's been able to use your letter of recommendation.
I certainly hope so. And I'll do everything I can to help.
Well, I may want you to identify Wilson as the man for whom you wrote the letter, but other than that, I think you'd better stay out of this.
Yeah, well, perhaps you're right. You know, I realize what's happened, and I don't doubt the truth of what you say about this man. But it's still almost impossible to believe. Miss Gibbs, isn't it possible that you were mistaken about his voice?
No, sir. It was Robert Wilson's voice. There's no question about that.
Penny heard a great deal of Wilson's voice at Mrs. Peterson's home the other day, Doc.
You heard his voice, but didn't see him, Miss Gibbs?
No, I didn't. The room was dark, and I could hardly see my own hands, but he talked for a long time. And I pay close attention to his voice because I thought it might be helpful if I could recognize it someday.
That was very clever of you, Miss Gibbs.
Let's hope I'm as clever in catching him.
Oh, I'm sure you will be, Mr. Carter. And please remember, you can call on me for any help you need. I'll be more than glad to aid you in any way I can.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. You may hear from me. Well, I better get back to the office and start thinking.
I have my car, Frank. Can I drive you?
If you don't mind, Penny. Mine had to be towed in after the accident.
Well, I'm glad no one was hurt.
I'm pretty lucky, I guess. Could have been a lot more serious than it was. Well, Doctor, don't worry about that letter or anything. Maybe Wilson is smart, but the smartest of them make mistakes. And I think Wilson has just made it.
Oh, I ought to be. I've been driving since I was 16.
Oh, for 2 or 3 years.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Wasn't that a sly attempt to get an idea of your age?
Yes, it was. Very subtle. What do you think our chances are of catching Mr. Wilson?
Frankly, they're as slim as a toothpick. Slim as a split toothpick, in fact.
Yeah, but that was Mr. Wilson who came to see Dr. Judson just now. We were awfully close to him.
Yeah, but getting close to him doesn't count. Getting the goods on him does.
What about this charity he claims he's representing?
I'm just now entertaining the horrible thought that it may be legitimate.
But you do doubt it, don't you?
I have sort of half and half feelings on the matter. He was rather bold to go to Dr. Judson for a letter. But then Wilson's kind of as much courage as brains and plenty of both.
Somehow I have a feeling you're going to catch him.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
You're not losing confidence, are you?
No, but I'm discouraged, Penny. I don't know what to do next. I've got to think of some trick to bring Wilson out in the open and more than that, make him talk.
You mean confess that he swindled Mr. Ainslie?
Or get evidence on him that he did. But I haven't the slightest idea how to do either.
Well, you didn't have very much trouble getting him to show up in Rossville again and finding out his name.
Well, human nature helped me out in that department, Penny. I was sure if you frightened Mrs. Peterson into thinking we knew the facts about old Mr. Ainslie's will, she'd scream for help.
That was if your guess was right. And if Mrs. Peterson knew Mr. Ainslie had been influenced when he wrote his will.
Well, Mrs. Peterson did phone this guy Wilson, so my guesses were right. Well, here's the office.
You sure you don't want me this afternoon?
No, no, Penny, you go home and rest. You've done enough for me and for Dr. Judson for one day. Now do something for yourself.
Okay, I think I'll take a nap before dinner.
If it's a beauty sleep. You don't need it.
I'll take it anyway. As kind of reserve for my old age. Goodbye, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
And if you think I have a plan that can be helpful, call me at home. I'll be there all evening. Too tired even to go to a movie.
Penny. Penny, darling, you're still awake?
Oh, come on in, Mother.
Penny, you shouldn't take that nap before supper. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're still awake.
Oh, darling, I've dozed off a few times.
But you're not sleeping. What's the matter?
I guess I'm too tired.
Well, you've been working too hard, dear.
I don't think so.
I think you have been, though. Your church work keeps you terribly busy and you've been doing more than your share for Mr. Carter.
Well, I want to help both Dr. Judson and Frank all I can. They're both trying to do worthwhile things.
Well, that's very true, but you shouldn't harm yourself to help others, dear. They wouldn't want you to.
Well, I think the Ainslie case will be over pretty soon, and then things will be a lot easier.
Well, I hope so, for your sake. You haven't gone over to see that Mrs. Peterson again, have you?
Darling, why do you keep asking me that?
Well, I just don't want you to see her.
Why not?
Must I have a reason?
Yes, I think you should. Kind of a strange thing for you to say. Or maybe you know more than you pretend to know.
Well, all I know is what you told me.
Then you shouldn't have any reason to tell me to stay away from it.
Penny, what happened to you the day Freddie and Johnny were looking for you? I mean, what really happened?
I told you, I fell and hit my head.
Oh... Penny, I'll tell you the truth about something if you'll tell me the truth about how you hurt your head.
What do you mean you'll tell me the truth about something?
About why I want you to stay away from Mrs. Peterson.
All right, Mother, why?
She came here the other day and warned me to make you stay away.
What do you mean she came here?
Yes, she came here, and now do you see why I'm so anxious about it, dear? You will stay away from her now, won't you?
Yes, Mother, I will. But only because there's no reason for me to go to her house again. Frank's going to handle anything like that from now on.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
You hurt your head at Mrs. Peterson's, didn't you? What happened?
The man she's working with, this Robert Wilson, hit me with something and knocked me unconscious.
Oh, Penny,
but everything turned out all right, darling, and I won't be getting in any danger anymore. Besides, Frank's going to have Mr. Wilson in jail before long, so there's nothing to worry about.
Promise, now?
I promise. You don't think I like being hit like that, do you?
Well, I shouldn't think so. Penny, do you know that's the first time you've smiled since you came home this afternoon?
Well, I guess I just get to thinking sometimes that there isn't very much to smile about.
Oh, I realize that, dear. You haven't heard from Barry all week, have you?
Or all last week either. Oh, Mother, what do you suppose is wrong? Oh,
he feels the same way you do, Penny. Down, blue, and unhappy. He doesn't want to write you a letter that would make you feel worse than you do.
He couldn't. When I think about Barry, I couldn't feel any worse.
Oh, Penny, you mustn't give up hope.
I haven't given up hope, darling. It's only at certain times it seems kind of hopeless, futile.
Oh, that's because you're tired. I'll try to get some sleep.
Mother, I can't sleep because I have a feeling that somewhere Barry's lying awake, too.
Well, I don't doubt that he is.
You don't think I'm silly to imagine that, do you?
Oh, it might not be imagination, darling. You two love each other so much, it's very possible that your thoughts are transmitted to each other across the miles.
I think they are.
Well, do you think that Barry's given up hope?
When he wrote last time, he said he never would.
Well, then, if you know he hasn't given up hope, you shouldn't either.
Now, think hard, Penny. Try hard to catch his thoughts. Maybe he's lying awake thinking of you, trying to gain strength from your hope.
I'm trying, Mother. Darling, they say that love conquers all things. And I believe it does. For I've seen love work, and I know the things it can do. Now, you're sure of your love, I know. Be just as sure that your love will bring you happiness.
I am sure, darling. I am sure it will.
I think you are. Can you sleep now?
Yep, I think so.
Good night, then. Pleasant dreams, dear.
Good night, Mother. Good night.
Will Penny Gibbs ever find happiness in her love for Barry Carlton? And will Frank Carter find a way to catch Robert Wilson before he's done further damage in Rossville? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.